Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, the crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show devoted to the Bills and the Chiefs, Buffalo's stunning win, why I was wrong about the game, and why Kansas City will still beat Buffalo when it matters the most, when and if they play. We talked about Dan Quinn ridiculously leaving Jaden Daniels in at the end to dislocate his elbow. I think they should consider firing him. That's not a mistake that you make and get to walk away from. Like, I'm asleep at the wheel. I leave my franchise quarterback in his second year in the game. He dislocates his elbow, down by 31. We have no hope of winning. Sorry, everybody, my bad. You just get to walk away from that, no problem, zero consequence. In what world does that happen? I really think they need to consider firing him. And that might sound crazy. It's not. It isn't. We credited the Seattle Seahawks, credited Sam Darnold. We asked the question, can Sam Darnold be this in January? Because if he can, the Seahawks are going to play for a Super Bowl championship. And we started the breakdown of the Vikings and Lions. More of that coming up later this hour. As J.J. McCarthy comes off the bench and a six-week ankle sprain. Doesn't set the world on fire, but look, he did play well enough to win. We will talk about the Vikings and the Lions. We'll get to Green Bay and Carolina. We'll talk college football later in the show. All our bets for tonight will close the program, including side total and props for the Cardinals and the Cowboys, with Jacoby Brissett starting for Arizona. And Cardinals first-round rookie defensive lineman Walter Nolan going to make his NFL debut in this game. I think that is a boon for the Arizona defense. But we got to talk some World Series. Game 7 on Saturday night. One of the best sporting events of my lifetime. And obviously, I really, really, really wanted the Dodgers to win. And hopefully, you, our listeners and viewers, were listening to Femi at the end of last week when we talked about it on the show. Femi saying, Like, there's absolutely a universe that exists where Yoshinobu Yamamoto wins World Series MVP. If he shoves in Game 6 and Ohtani doesn't do much and the Dodgers win in Game 7, why can't Yamamoto win MVP? I don't know if Femi had it in his handicap that Yamamoto was going to be Madison Bumgarner from 2014 or like Randy Johnson from 2001 and come and close the game in Game 7 on 0 days rest. But that's a great job by Femi. So this was like the jackpot result if you've been listening to the show and following our bets. And look, we're always honest, right? I'm going to say this slowly, make sure I don't say something terrible. I got my clock cleaned yesterday betting the National Football League. Not a great day betting the NFL. The sides were atrocious. So not everything doesn't always go well. Also, it's like very hard to win at all these sports, just saying. But Saturday night was awesome with the Dodgers winning and Yamamoto winning World Series MVP. So that certainly helped the experience. I didn't have money on the Blue Jays. I'm not a Blue Jays fan. And you know, there are a lot of great Blue Jays fans, period, just as a statement. There are a lot of great Blue Jays fans that come on this show. Our buddy Rob Pizzola is from Toronto, comes on the show every Thursday, diehard Blue Jays fan. How about our guy Jeff Feinberg, who's been on the show a million times, who does great stuff for The Hammer? Among Ian McMillan, one of my buddies, we used to work at Sports Illustrated together. These are just Blue Jays fans in the sports media. There are so many great Blue Jays fans. I feel for them. I really do. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible way to lose. And I, Nick Kostos, just so everybody knows something about me, I would never, ever, in a million years, be a salty Yankee fan. I would never remember what Vlad Guerrero Jr. said after the Blue Jays bounced the Yankees out of the playoffs in Game 4 of the ALDS at Yankee Stadium. And said triumphantly to David Ortiz, while A-Rod and Derek Jeter stood there, sat there like idiots on the set, and say, "The Yankees lose." I just want everybody to know that it would be beneath me. I'm way too good of a person. I would never dream or fathom of rubbing salt in the wounds of the Toronto Blue Jays by saying, in Vlad Guerrero's voice, "The Blue Jays lose." I would never do that. I would never rub it in by saying, "The Blue Jays lose." Never would I do that. Never. I would never say, "The Blue Jays lose." All the credit in the world goes to me. I'm a bigger man than that. What a baseball game. And in all seriousness, I am a salty Yankee fan. And to everyone that goes, "Wow, like, must suck as a Yankee fan that's where you get your jollies now." That's right. It does suck. You're right. And if I'm getting pulled into the mud with the rest of you clowns, I'm going to behave the same way you do. You think it's okay to troll me as a Yankee fan every single time? Like, you don't, no one cares about the Blue Jays, okay? No one cares, Femi, about the Mariners. No one, I guess people do care about the Astros at East team, but because they cheat. No one cares about the Phillies. Bill's a White Sox fan. Like, sorry, no one cares about your teams. You all care about my team. So it's okay for everybody to spit on the Yankees and hit the Yankees when they're down and mock the Yankees when they lose. But when Yankee fans do it back, everyone's got a problem with it. Oh, you should be better than this. The Yankee fans. This is so sad for Yankee fans to have to feel the need to do this. Yes, you're right. It is sad. And if I'm getting dragged down to hell, I'm taking you sons of bitches with me. Duh, Blue Jays lose. I don't even dislike the Blue Jays. Just like, "Hey, Vlad, You don't want us to mock you? Don't mock us. Back to the game. In all seriousness, it's as bad a loss as you could possibly imagine for a team. And I think it's worse than the Indians / Guardians at home in 2016 in Game 7 to the Chicago Cubs. At least, like, that Indians / Guardians team were, like, in the playoffs a million times. Like, had won a pennant in 95 for losing to the Marlins in 70. They lost to the Marlins, right? And they lost to the Braves. So they had two pennants that they won on that stretch for Cleveland. I think this is worse. Because that Cleveland team in Game 7 came from behind to tie the game. The Blue Jays were the ones that yacked the lead away. It makes it worse. And then you had Game 6 with the ball getting lodged in the wall, which absolutely, like, probably cost the Blue Jays a World Series championship. Look, like, hey, Addison Barger. Like, can you not be, like, drifting off? Like, what was he, high? Like, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost from second base and drift away. What was he doing? What's he doing? How about Yankee legend, IKF, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa? Oh, what a lead off third base at the end of the ninth inning. Just like, Blue Jays had a million opportunities. It's terrible for Blue Jays fans, and sincerely, I feel bad for the Blue Jays fans. It is absolutely brutal. Absolutely brutal. But man, you had a billion opportunities to win this game. And I'll be honest, you bet on this Monday. Oh, I had the Dodgers, right? Bo Bichette, and you knew Ohtani didn't have it. You knew very early. I'm surprised that Dave Roberts left him in as long as he did. You could tell immediately that Ohtani didn't have it. When Bo Bichette hits that ball to Edmonton, Connor McDavid caught it. It's one of those where he hits it, and Bichette knows it's gone. So before the camera angle even shifts to the ball, like, exiting, right, for a home run, you know watching it's gone. Because Bichette is not going to, like, admire it like it's like a Monet painting otherwise. Crushed it. 3-0 Blue Jays. I'm thinking the game's over. Thinking it's over. And I am going to use a Yankee analogy here, because I'm a Yankee fan, and that's what a lot of my memories are drawn off of, right? It felt to me a little bit like Game 7 of the 03 ALCS against the Red Sox, in the sense that you fall behind in the game, and you just chip away, and you chip away. So in that game, like, Mike Mussina comes in after Clemens is absolutely terrible. Is it George Steinbrenner's box? He's letting up runs. Mike Mussina comes in, he's the human tourniquet, stops the bleeding. Jason Giambi, the Giambino, he was on steroids, launches two solo homers that at the time felt like, okay, great, like we're getting water off of the Titanic with cereal bowls. But it turned out those runs mattered. And every run that the Dodgers scored in their comeback ended up mattering. And when you get to the bottom of the ninth and Hoffman comes on, we're all texting in the You Better You Bet group chat, which, by the way, featured one of the all-time great crash outs from our associate producer, Addie Bates, who absolutely melted down over the course of like 2 hours in this chat we're all in as the Dodgers, like, came back to win this game. I really enjoyed it. Addie, I love you, and you know I respect you, but I enjoyed that. We're all saying that this was like Game 7, Mariners Blue Jays in the ALCS, where it was like, Curtin Jerkin Jabroni 1 and 2, and then Julio Rodriguez. Like, can we fast forward to Julio's at bat, please? And I believe it was Kike Hernandez. Not that he's a Curtin Jerkin Jabroni, but, like, can we get to Ohtani? And then Miguel Rojas. And Miguel Rojas takes Hoffman deep to tie the game. And the cameras show Dave Roberts in the dugout, and he has this look of, like, I can't even believe that just happened on his face. We can't believe it happened. You can't make this stuff up. Tie game going into the bottom of the ninth. And into the game, mid-inning, on listen carefully, on 0 days rest. Zero. After 96 pitches. As they would call him in Japan, Yamamoto Yoshinobu. And in that moment, me, a Dodgers bettor, felt like a warm blanket had been placed on top of me. I felt secure. I just felt like, man, this guy is the best in the world right now, and this is absolutely the right move. Men on base, and you get the ball smoked to Rojas, and for as good as the home run was, and the home run's better than the defensive play, obviously, but the play at second and the throw home to get IKF out, where if he has literally like half a foot of a longer lead, the Blue Jays win the World Series. And it looked like Will Smith's foot came off the bag, and it didn't, or off the plate, and you get the out. And then the fly ball with men on, where if the ball lands, it's over. Blue Jays win. And Andy Páez, who's been in the game for like 75 seconds of real time for his arm, makes, I mean, this is one of those where the ball's in the air and like they're running for it, and you're like the Blue Jays are about to win the World Series. That's what I'm thinking. And I have goosebumps right now. Like, I have chills right now thinking about it. And he makes the catch. It's one of the greatest games ever played. It was unbelievable. What do you even say? What do you even say? Top of the 11th. I told you all, keep my wife's name out your effing mouths. Will Smith, getting jiggy with it. Welcome to Toronto. Bienvenido a Toronto. Solo homer. Yamamoto. Alejandro Kirk. Mookie Betts. 6-3. Double play. World Series over. Dodgers win. We win. More on Game 7 on the other side, and we will draft the best single games of our sports lifetimes.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Payoff. Drilled to left field and deep. And gone! No way! Miguel Rojas! Dave Roberts played his gut. The guy hadn't had a hit in a month. And in the ninth inning of Game 7, he set a tying home run.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
One of the best games ever. Joe Davis with the call on Fox on Saturday night. Rojas with the game tying homer. Will Smith. Don't mention his wife. With the game winning homer. And the great, and you had to love Dave Roberts, whether you love or hate the Dodgers. I'm like, I don't like the Dodgers. Like, they beat the Yankees in the World Series last year and spent, like, months not being like, hey, we are awesome. You're like, no. Instead of telling you how great we are, let me tell you how bad the Yankees were. I have no love for the Dodgers, but listen, we bet on them, so we're happy that they won. And Dave Roberts, like, after, like, here's Mark Walter. It's like the richest guy in the world. Now, like, owns the Lakers also. Like, can we just... We get to Dave Roberts, please, and get to the players. And Dave Roberts goes, Yamamoto's the GOAT. He should have done, like, the 6'7 thing after that to really, like, show his age. Dave Roberts, like, 65. Yamamoto's the GOAT. Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Where is he from, Jake?
Japan.
That's right. He's from Japan. And in Japan, like, there are times in Japanese baseball where, like, as an honor thing, they'll be up 0-2, and then they make the count full just to make it more honorable, to raise the drama and raise the stakes. And, Jake, do you know where they do that?
Japan.
There was once upon a time where my New York Yankees, if there was a great Japanese player, he was coming to New York. Hell, even the bad ones. Fat Toad Hideki Arabu. Kei Ogawa was absolutely brutal. But here's Hideki Matsui. And where did they come from?
Japan.
And now, all these players. Shohei Ohtani, and obviously he signed with the Angels first. Shohei Ohtani. Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Roki Sasaki. They sign with the Dodgers. And where do they sign with the Dodgers from, Jake?
Japan.
Oh, man. What a job by the Dodgers. What a job by the great Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Dave Roberts said before the World Series, you really want us to ruin baseball? Let's win 4 more games. You think baseball's ruined now? Wait till we get to 365 days from today, when they win again. I was going to do like the Canadian again, but I feel like I've already rubbed enough salt in the Canadian wounds here. The Blue Jays lose. Sorry, guys. And there's this idea that the Dodgers just like rolled out of bed and just won, right? Best team money can buy. Of course they won. There are plenty of teams. Sports is littered, the history of sports, with so-called super teams that couldn't get the job done in the big moments. How many Yankees teams haven't gotten over the hump? That everyone's like, oh, they're definitely going to win this year. Look how stacked they are. That never won. That choked in the big spots. Same for some Red Sox teams. Same for Dodgers teams. The Dream Team Philadelphia Eagles. Dream Team. The Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Brooklyn Nets. History is littered with it. Super teams that didn't win. The Dodgers earned every bit of that World Series championship. So I'm not going to do the, oh, well, of course they won. I'm not going to do that. They're tough sons of bitches, man. Down in Game 7, came all the way back. Great defense when it mattered. Clutch hitting when it matters. And the best pitcher in baseball on the mound to close it out. And that pitcher, Jake, emanates from
Japan.
One of the best single game sporting events of my lifetime. Is it the best sporting event of our lifetimes? Let's find out. Bring the whole crew in here. Emmy Abebefe with me. We'll get to Bill. We'll get to Tyler. We'll get to Jake. We'll get to Addy. We were going to ask downtown Mike Brown, but candidly, Mike, I don't really know what your answers would be. So if you'd like to participate, you can. So here's what we're going to do. You type it in the YouTube chat and the Twitch chat. He did put the order and then sent a text during the last segment. Draft order and chat. And it's preposterous. I'll set the draft order.
We could do a segment on that alone.
Yes, we could. Maybe not on a football Monday, but it's maybe later this week if we get a slow moment. So here's what we're going to do. What is the best sporting event of our lifetimes? And type it in the YouTube chat. Type it in the Twitch chat. The best sporting event of your lifetime is what? So we're going to do a snake draft here, and then we can determine who has the best. We're each going to get four picks. Mm-hmm. Here's the order. Me first, Femi second, Bill third, Tyler fourth, Jake fifth, Addy sixth. And the funny thing about Addy is that she's 11 years old and has only been watching sports for a couple years. So I'm fascinated to see what these games are going to be from our associate producer, Addy Bates. We love Addy. She's taking some shrapnel today. That means that we like her. If we didn't like her, we would. If we didn't like Addy, we just wouldn't say anything. We really like Addy. So are we all ready here? Femi, are you ready?
Ready to roll.
We draft the best sporting events of our lifetimes.
Yeah, we got the draft music.
Okay, so Jake, do we have any?
Let's go.
Jake, do we have any music? I don't want to do the draft sounder. It's gonna be too much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just roll then.
I'm gonna go first because I need to make sure that I get this game because to me, this is the single greatest sporting event I've ever watched, and that is Game 7, 2016 NBA Finals. Cavs 93, Warriors 89, as LeBron and company beat the 73-win Golden State Warriors to win the NBA championship. So for me, I'm taking it off the board, Cavs-Warriors Game 7. Femi, you're up next, then Bill, and we can go from there.
Yeah, that game obviously was very, very high up on my board. Not number one, because this game, I do believe, is the best game, at least, of my lifetime. Maximum aura, drama, great players. I'm talking about the 2006 BCS national title game, Texas over USC, 41-38 at the granddaddy of them all in the Rose Bowl. Vince Young against Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart and Lendell White and that whole crew. Hell of a game, littered with NFL players. That game, just the mystique of the whole thing. Both teams undefeated. Texas gets it done. That's my number one pick, or number two pick overall, but number one on my big board.
True story, and I think I've talked about this. I think, like, when Ken and I talked about this, when Ken was on the show, I think he bet USC. I bet Texas. I actually had Texas game. I bet Texas in the Rose Bowl against USC, which is one of my favorite memories. All right, Bill Zimmerman up next with the third pick. And is someone writing this down?
I'm writing it down. We're good.
Perfect.
Well,
so
we'll see when we get to the end.
Let's do the math.
I would have felt bad taking... All right, so Bears Bengals yesterday. No, I'm kidding. I would have felt bad taking this from you, Nick, but there's zero chance this game gets back to you at number 12 since we're doing a snake draft. The Super Bowl 42, the New York Giants beating the New England Patriots. It was the top game on my board. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. That front four, what the Giants did to Brady and everything. That team was unstoppable. We did something on a show where we voted for the greatest teams of all time, and the Patriots won the tournament before the Super Bowl. So that's what that team was, the Giants doing it. That's the number one pick for me.
As I'm sure Mad Dog said to you after the fact, that's a bad job out of you, Billy, having the tournament before Super Bowl 42 was played, even though the Patriots, and another true story, I did have the Giants in the game plus 12.5 and plus the money line. I'm also a Giants honk. So, of course, I bet the Giants in that game. All right, Tyler is up next. So Super Bowl 42, Cavs-Warriors Game 7, and the Rose Bowl Texas-USC off the board.
Yeah, the Rose Bowl was my pick. The scouts are, we don't know what to do next, but I feel like this game should have been picked a little earlier. The Cubs ending their World Series drought Game 7 against the Indians. They won 8-7, so that was that's my pick there.
Okay. Jake Hassan is up next. Dodgers Blue Jays still on the board here.
Yeah.
Yeah, not after this. I'm taking that game. That Game 7 over the weekend was unbelievable. One of the most fun viewing experiences I've ever had watching a baseball game. It's immediately up there on the Mount Rushmore in the Pantheon for me.
It's pretty tremendous. All right, Addy is up next. Addy, you get two picks here.
Well, I love this. I love this. Maybe I'm a little biased because I was at both of these games, but 2017 Game 5, the World Series, where the Astros won in extras, the game was over 5 hours long. It started on my birthday and ended the next game. Iconic, plus they beat the Dodgers, which I absolutely love. So that's what I'm going to take here.
Okay, you got a second pick.
Okay, cool. I didn't know if you wanted to chop it up in between. All right, my second one is 2022 Game 6, because I was also at that one when the Astros won the World Series over the Phillies. Mm. It was great because Yordan hit a bomb that it's probably still in orbit. I didn't even know where it went when it was hit.
Tyler, what do you think of Addy's choice of Yordan when the Astros beat the Phillies in the World Series?
I remember where I was, and I was watching at a bar, and I legit fell to my knees when that ball left the stadium. So, yes, that was that. That is.
I also fell to my knees.
Yes, a good different circumstances, I think. Addy, before we continue on, can you just admit, and like the rationale behind it, I guess, like you can spin it and make sense. Can you just admit to the fact that you absolutely crashed out for like hours in our show text chain on Saturday night during this game?
Yeah, because
you can admit that, right?
Yeah, can I be honest with you though? But it's because y'all were excited because you won money. I was bummed because the sport of baseball is going to be gone in 2027. Like, I'm a true
fan. But even as a baseball fan, you could appreciate the game, though, can't you? Like,
I mean, I could appreciate the game, but I'm also sad about the fact that my favorite sport's going to be gone for a year. Or at least part of the games are gone.
Don't put that into the universe. It's not 100%.
Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Sorry.
I'm just saying, like, you know, but you admit that you crashed out hardcore on Saturday night. You can admit that?
Yeah, I said that because baseball's going to be gone.
I just really was just looking for like a yes or a no with no qualification. Like, did you crash out? Yes or no?
Yes, because baseball will be gone.
This is classic. It's like me arguing with my wife. It's like I'm arguing with my wife. Like, it's a yes or no question. Please don't give me a yes but. Next two words, yes but. All right. So Addy has chosen two Astros wins. Can't wait for it to come back to when we get to the Aroldis Chapman game with Jose Altuve and the buzzer.
Jake is back. FYI,
Jake is back on the clock. Jake went with Game 7 with the Blue Jays and the Dodgers the other night. Jake, what's your second choice?
I'm going to go college football, 2018 national championship, Alabama over Georgia, overtime game, Tua. Wow. Just really, really good game. Don't really need to rationalize that one.
Yeah, that's a lot of NFL dudes in that one, man.
I had Georgia.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be their year. It was supposed to mean that Georgia team was loaded.
Well, because I bet them the week before against Oklahoma and Baker Mayfield, and they won that game in overtime. I was convinced that Georgia was going to win. And they were killing them in the game. And then here comes Tua. And Jalen Hurts got benched. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah, dude. Like, remember, well, I don't know if it was you on, I think it was still Ken. Was like the DJ Uyunglele and then Nico Iamaliava. For those of you young enough to not remember the Tua Tagovailoa, how the hell do you pronounce this name debate? That was pretty funny. All right. Tyler went with Cubs Indians Game 7. Do I get canceled for saying that?
No, that's what the game was. I mean, it's Cubs Indians.
Also, like Super Bowl 26, Redskins beating the Bills was pretty good.
Yeah.
Tyler, what is the next choice here for you?
Also, I didn't know Blue Jays Dodgers was able to be picked. That would have been my pick. So I didn't
like
read the
I actually
fine print.
Sometimes I think like your brain actually like does not function.
Just
I'm not even saying
there.
That to be mean. Like, your brain doesn't work. We started the draft. No one picked Dodgers Blue Jays, and you thought it wasn't picked.
Yeah, because I thought we were doing it. You know,
why would you think that?
You're right. You're right. I thought this was draft. I thought that just wasn't allowed. But we'll move on. We'll move on. This pick's better.
Why would you think it wasn't allowed? Like, what would make you think that?
I thought we were doing this draft off of the game. Like, it wasn't allowed. Everything else outside of that. I thought that was number one. I thought that's why we did this draft. But we'll go to the next one. I love this pick
even more. We need... Is Corey home?
No.
Okay. What's the next pick, Tyler?
All right, Bills Chiefs AFC divisional playoff game. The Mahomes 13-second drive, 25 points scored in the final 2 minutes. Yeah. Got some overtime rule changes. So there you go. That's my second pick.
Did get a rule change.
A fantabulous pick. I would have picked it for sure if it had come back to me. I love that pick. That's a great pick, Tyler. You made up for the fall pod to begin with. It's a great pick. Bill, you're up next. Super Bowl 42 is already one of your selections.
So I'm going to take advantage of the fact that I'm older than dust, and I'm going back to the 90s, 1998, Game 6, NBA Finals. Michael Jordan beats the Utah Jazz.
It's not really that good a game, though.
I mean, the stakes, though, when you just, like, you knew it was Jordan's last game, but right before the lockout, we want to get existential with Addy's whole thing. we all figured that was happening.
But, look, are Bill and I the only two, and, like, Femi, I know, like, you were alive, obviously, but, like, do you, like, actually remember it? Like, actually remember it?
I was in my parents' apartment in Everett. Yeah, I do remember it. Before, it was, like, literally months before we moved into the home. Yeah.
Dude, the Jazz were never, ever, there was no drama. The Jazz were never going to win. Never. Right, Bill?
That's a bitter Knick fan talking. That Jordan had to steal the ball from Karl Malone to get the ball. The Bulls were losing that game.
On the other side, we'll complete our draft of the best single-game sporting events ever, and we'll get back to the National Football League, Vikings-Lions, Packers-Panthers next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, all our bets for tonight, including Monday Night Football, coming up an hour from now. Dallas, a 3.5-point home favorite right now against Jacoby Brissett and the Cardinals. Total of the game is up to 54. We're awaiting full injury news on Will Johnson for Arizona, one of their best corner, Arizona corner Garrett Williams. What we can tell you is that Walter Nolan is going to play. Walter Nolan, Arizona's first-round pick on the defensive line, will make his NFL debut tonight. We don't know if Kyler Murray is going to be active for the game. We'll bring you all that information when we get it, and we'll give you a preview of the game to start next hour as well, coming up 20 minutes from now. Before we finish out our draft of the best single game sporting events of our lifetime, we got to tell you about our show sponsor, BetMGM, because we know that you have thought out the parlay. Now it's time to boost it. Use today's odds boost token on any pro football same game parlay and grab a bigger payout if you win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Check us out in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts and on YouTube and Twitch. All right, we continue the draft. Femi Abebefe is up next. Femi has started his draft with the Rose Bowl between Texas and USC.
Yeah, I'm surprised this game is still on the board because I do think it's the best NFL game of my lifetime, so I'm going to go with it here. How about Super Bowl 49, Patriots over the Seahawks, 28-24. You had a budding young dynasty potentially in the Seattle Seahawks, Super Bowl champions against New England, who hadn't been to the Super Bowl in a while, Brady hadn't won one in a decade or so, and it's a legendary player in Brady going against a legendary unit in that Legion of Boom Seahawks defense. And then at the end of the game, you get one of the all-time Monday morning quarterback sports radio conversations. Should they have given the ball to Marshawn Lynch? Nope, they didn't. Interception, Malcolm Butler, the hero. Phenomenal football game. That's my choice. Super Bowl 49, New England over Seattle.
That was on my list as well. It's, I think, an awesome pick. So I have two picks now, and I started with Cavs Warriors. So I'm going to ensure that I lose one of these games by bringing this up. I don't know if both of them would have made it back to me, but I just want everyone to know that I have some internal strife right now about whether to take Gonzaga UCLA or Duke Kentucky, which are, in my lifetime, the two best college basketball games ever played. The Christian Laettner shot or the Jalen Suggs shot in the Final Four the COVID year, the year after the COVID year. So just a quick story. I think I've told this story on the air before. My dad won his office pool that year, and that was only the regional final. Won his office pool on the Laettner shot, and I remember celebrating with my dad when Laettner hit that shot because he knew that he had won the pool. So like I remember watching the game. We were rooting for Duke in 92. That was pretty great. I want to go just because it was more recent. I want to honor Gonzaga and UCLA. I will go with Gonzaga and UCLA as my next pick. And for my third pick in the snake draft, I will. I will go Super Bowl 25. Giants over the Bills, 20-19, January 27th, 1991. No turnovers by either team. The perfect football game. Super Bowl 25, Giants over Bills. Femi, you're up next.
Whitney Houston. I'm going to go a little bit off the beaten path here. This one might be a little bit of a curveball for folks. Might not be expecting this one, but this sporting event had me absolutely captivated, and I still can't believe it was a real match that was played. 2022 World Cup Final, Argentina over France. 3-3 penalty shootout. Argentina wins it. It's Messi, the greatest of all time, against Kylian Mbappe, who's going to try to take the throne. Mbappe with the two goals at the end of the 90 minutes there to force the extra time. And then you get Messi scoring another goal. Mbappe with the penalty in extras as well. And Argentina, Leo Messi, gets his crowning moment on the biggest stage in sports, a World Cup final. I'm surprised this game has still lasted. That is my choice. World Cup Final 2022 in Qatar.
I'm pretty embarrassed I didn't pick it, honestly, because it's one of my favorite games ever. But, you know, like, I'm happy.
Emotionally, I couldn't even handle the NFL Sunday after, like, watching that to start off a Sunday. Like, that was
insane. Well, because we were, and Ken and I were on the air, and we both had Argentina. Like, I had futures on Argentina before the World Cup started. We were rooting for Argentina. That was really great. Bill, up next with your third pick.
I was thinking I was going to go baseball here, but I'm actually going to go back to the NFL, because if there is a game that can just be summarized by a score, you know it's a great game. 28-3.
So Super Bowl 51.
Super Bowl 51, the greatest comeback in football history.
That was pretty good. All right, I'm going to make the executive decision. Yeah. This is only going to be, we're only going to have three picks here because this is going way long. Tyler, up next for your last pick.
Let's go with one that happened this past season. I'll take Rory's Masters win. The highs and lows of that round. And how everyone was glued to their TV. So,
Not Tiger winning in 2019, like Rory winning.
Yeah, that's only because the ending was a lot better. He started out low. Bryson was in first place, and he got a multiple stroke lead and started losing it again. And then Justin Rose started going off. Tiger's like everyone else kind of just melted down, and he was in first place. So that's why I chose that, just because the tournament, like the finish itself, was crazier, and it went into a playoff. So I'll take Rory's Masters win.
But the leaderboard, Tiger Alcaraz one was way better.
Yeah, it was really good. Someone should take either Federer. We should either have Federer or Nadal in the 08 Wimbledon final or the Alcaraz Center French Open final from this year. Jake, your last pick is what?
It has to be 2011 World Series Game 6. David Fries, we will see you tomorrow night. Just one of my earliest sports memories of like, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah, poor Ron Washington and the Texas Rangers. Tough for them to lose that. David Freese, the World Series MVP that year. And Addy, your final pick is what?
So it was on my list. I did have Center Alcaraz on my list. But if I'm being honest with you, in 2014, when I was in Mexico, I was watching the World Cup. And when Germany defeated Brazil 7-1, scoring 5 goals in the first 30 minutes, it was the craziest thing ever. Sorry, maybe that's a deep cut. Okay.
It's not a deep cut.
No, it was a demolition.
It was crazy.
I will never. So I remember I was at SiriusXM watching that game when I still worked as a producer there in 2014. And it's not that like I thought Germany was going to win. Germany was, I thought, clearly the best team in that World Cup, but Brazil was hosting it, obviously. And I don't remember who scored the first goal for Germany, but maybe it was close up. I think Thomas Müller scored the second. Toni Kroos, I think, scored the third. Sami Khedira, I think, scored the fourth. And Chelsea, that's, I think, a couple weeks after this game, signed Andre Schürrle. And Schürrle scored like the sixth and seventh goals in the second half. I think it was 5-0 at halftime. And then Germany scored another two. And then Brazil got one at the end of the game. Müller scored the first one. Let me see if I can get this right.
Yep.
Müller scored the first. Klose the second.
Yep. Miroslav Klose. Yep.
Toni Kroos the third.
Mm-hmm.
Khedira the fourth.
Kroos the fourth. He scored the third and the fourth within 2 minutes.
Khedira the fifth.
Khedira the fifth, yep.
And then Schürrle scored 6 and 7?
Yes. Yeah, in the 69th and 79th minute.
That's pretty good right off the top of my head.
That's pretty good, yeah.
The German goal scorers really in the 7-1 game?
Okay. Yeah. Klose, Kroos, like they scored 4 goals in like 6 minutes. Yeah, like we all remember, it was like a training exercise that they were doing. Yeah, that was insane. I couldn't believe that.
And then, how about this for a trivia question? Germany would beat Argentina 1-0 in the World Cup final. Who scored the game winner in extra time for Germany?
Mario Götze, Super Mario.
Mario Götze, who played for what club team in Germany?
Would not be able to tell you.
I got Borussia Dortmund. I don't know. and who for Argentina, not Messi, missed a sitter early in the first half.
Oh, I mean, I'm hoping it's Angel Di Maria because I hate him. But who was it?
It's not. Gonzalo Higuain missing for Argentina.
Oh, another guy.
Argentina. Yeah. Would have been Argentina. Yeah.
Argentina, Nigeria, not a great World Cup history. It's not been fun. What was the highest power-rated game on your board left that you had in this exercise?
Oh, good one. Let me see. I wrote them all down. Highest power rated game on my board.
That's still available.
Was Sox game 7, 2003. I was there.
Gotcha.
The Aaron Boone game.
Okay. Mine's the Iron Bowl 2013, the kick six. The Chris Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
game was nuts.
Duke, Kentucky, Super Bowl 43, which was Steelers over Cardinals, was absolutely epic. Heat Spurs game 6, which Tyler just wrote in the chat, which is the Ray Allen game. Yeah, lots of good ones. Okay.
Yeah. Ravens Broncos really deep cut there. 2012 AFC Divisional, double OT with that one.
Joe Flacco to Jacoby Jones.
Yep, Jacoby Jones. Yeah.
Who took a terrible angle for the Broncos? What safety allowing Jacoby Jones to get behind the defense?
Raheem Moore, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I had Ravens money line. Yeah, it was really good. Okay. Just a couple minutes here on the Minnesota Vikings and the Detroit Lions to wrap up this hour. So, gave the analogy of like that Kevin O'Connell was like the guy who works out all winter. You don't see him. He stops drinking and shows up shredded to the first like big warm weather event. That was Kevin O'Connell unveiling J.J. McCarthy to the world after benching him, no matter what anyone says, for 6 weeks prior to yesterday's game. Now, McCarthy was not awesome in the game, and I'm not being a hater. Like, I don't mind that he played well. I wish the Lions had covered my teaser leg. Let's just call a spade, right? 14-25, 143 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. Did have a couple big-time throws in the game. The first touchdown to Justin Jefferson, which was a ridiculous catch by Jefferson, but a great throw. And then KOC did this last year when the Vikings beat the Packers in Minnesota, throwing for the win at the end with Sam Darnold. Threw for the win yesterday also with McCarthy, hit Jalen Naylor on a great pass to win the game for Minnesota and run the clock out. So he did make some big throws. To me, that win, and I don't want to bang on Detroit for it. Like, they lost. It's okay. Like, Minnesota played way better than we expected. I don't really downgrade the Lions too much, except that I am a little worried about this offensive line and the way Jared Goff got overwhelmed by, like, the Vikings pass rush. To me, this was kind of like what, when we liked the Vikings in the offseason, this is what we felt like the Vikings could be, right? Like a complete football team with a good defense and a good line and good skill position players and a good head coach, where the quarterback just had to kind of like do his job, and Minnesota could be a playoff team. So I don't want to turn this into a J.J. McCarthy love fest, even though he played what he played well enough to win the game. This is not like an anti-J.J. McCarthy thing. I actually want to turn this into a pro-Minnesota Vikings thing, where Minnesota's now 4-4 with a very, very tough stretch coming up. 4-point home dogs against Baltimore this weekend. Host the Bears, go to Green Bay, and go to Seattle. We're going to learn a lot about the Vikings in the next four games. I think they're probably going to fall short of the playoffs, but yesterday's game, we thought they were out. I'm right back in now with J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings. Final hour, Power Hour, coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.